So just how much do you need to make in San Diego to afford a home? Well, I'm Chris Spade with A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm about to tell you. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Payne with A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast, where it is my wish and desire that you become smarter about San Diego real estate and your personal finances, because finance and real estate, they all go hand in hand, and actually making wise financial decisions is part of all of that. So this is a study that came out a little while ago, probably about 2 weeks ago, and I told you about it before, but I wanted to talk to you about it so you really understood exactly where they were coming from when this study came out. So there was an article in the Union Tribune about 2 weeks ago that said you need to make $131,000 a year to afford a home in San Diego, according to this study. Now, according to the Union Tribune, it says San Diego is one of the least affordable metro markets in buying in the second quarter, in a study that was recently released by a website called HSH, which is tracks mortgages. Potential buyers need to make $130,986 a year to afford a median price single home. San Jose and San Francisco were the only other two areas throughout the county, or rather the state, that were less affordable. So how did they do this? HSA determined the rankings by looking at quarterly home price data, local property taxes, homeowner insurance costs, and income qualified to income needed to qualify for a loan. And it also assumed that prospective home buyers made a 20% down payment. Now, a lot of people in San Diego, they aren't making a 20% down payment. So the median price for a home in San Diego is $575,000. So let's just round that up to $600,000. So you're looking at about $120,000 down payment. So most people aren't actually doing that. So when it says $130,000, this is really a dual income. So most people who are affording the median price home in San Diego County are doing this based on a dual income. But if you are a single person, this study says you need about $131,000 to do that. The most affordable metropolitan areas throughout the United States, Pittsburgh, where the required income salary to afford a median price home was $38,253. Other affordable cities for home buyers were Cleveland, just under $40,000 is what you need to make, and Oklahoma City, just a little over $40,000. So the study goes on to say, according to this article, that mortgage rates were only a small fraction of what actually drove the deciding factor. Remember, it was all a bunch of other things. And you have to understand that home prices went up faster than what incomes went up. And so HSA said the salary needed to afford the single family home in Los Angeles is $114,907, and that's $16,000 less than San Diego. So if you want to go up the street, then it's just a little bit less, but not much. The mortgage website also said the salary needed to buy San Diego in San Diego had increased 12.1%. Well, incomes really only increase about 2% annually. And so you really have to take into consideration what are all these factors. And you know, buying a home is really one of the safest bets. And we had talked about a couple weeks ago about buying right. And what does that mean? We're going to refresh that right now. Buying right means that you are able to A, make the mortgage payment, and B, if you had to relocate out of San Diego or wherever you are listening to this podcast, will you be able to cover your mortgage with your rent? With someone renting your property. That's what's called buying right. Buying right also means that, let's say, for example, you lose your job. A lot of people, remember, one of the biggest fears they have is that they lose their job and they're not actually able to make the mortgage payment. Well, the truth is if you lose your job, you're still paying rent. So you're still going to have to make your rent payment, or you're going to get evicted from your apartment or your rental or wherever you're at. It doesn't matter. But the point is that by buying right, you are you are not stretching yourself thin. And also keep in mind that as you buy a property, your mortgage payment does not change. That does not fluctuate whatsoever. Once you're locked into an interest rate, you're locked in for the life of the loan. So that means, you know, your rent can go up. Your landlord could raise your rent like every 6-8 months, and then you're paying $50, $75, $100 more every 6 months. And so with your mortgage payment, none of that happens. Absolutely none of that happens. So that's what we call buying right. Buying and timing the market for you. It's not, quote, timing the market. Did we hit the bottom? That's not what that means. Hitting the bottom, you know you've hit the bottom once you start to see the market come up. And there was too many people in the last economic downturn that really said, oh, I'm going to time the market, time the market, time the market. But they couldn't time the market because the reason is that the market started going up when they started getting into the market. Now, they still got in at a good time because it still rose, so they still made money if they were selling their house. But if you really got in between like 2010 and 2012, you made some serious coin on your property. And in some instances, you've made 30, 40, 50, 60% more on your investment. So that's what we talk about buying right. You buy right for you. Now, an increase in a housing market typical is between 2 and 4% annually. That is a conservative growth. And I would say even 2% is probably more conservative just because that's the way it kind of should be. And when you look at graphs over history, even during the Depression, real estate still increased in value even during the worst economic times in this country. Because, you know, in 2008, even though we had the Great Recession, we did not get to the point of the Great Depression. And so you have to understand that we have to be very careful as we're making these choices in our real estate. But, you know, we really need to make sure that we are just buying right. So in June, there were 3,927 home sales in the county, according to CoreLogic, which was the lowest in 4 years. But the median price, again, still $575,000. The most expensive metro areas in the second quarter of 2018, well, first one, San Jose, where you need a median income of $274,000. San Francisco, $213,000. San Diego, we're just at about $131,000. Los Angeles, just at about $115,000. Boston, about $110,000. Seattle, about $110,000. New York City, surprisingly, is only $104,000. It's actually $103,253.16 to afford the median price home in New York City. So it's actually cheaper to buy a place in New York City than it is here. Keep in mind, though, you're still going to get a bigger place here in San Diego than you are in New York City. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, just about $100,000. It's $96,144. Denver, $93,263. Portland, $85,369. And this comes from the source HSH.com. If you have any questions about buying a home or getting pre-approved for a mortgage, remember, I am not a loan officer. I do not do mortgages. However, what we do is we recommend you to reputable mortgage officers that are going to help you make the best decision, the best financial decision that you possibly can. Any questions, feel free to reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. It's always such a pleasure to have each and every one of you with us today. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Hope you all have a great day and be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.